Hello, and you are listening to episode 8 of Don't Be That Girl, where we discuss engaging topics related to relationships and dating to encourage keeping the conversation going after the podcast in your local cities and living rooms across the nation. We want to get us talking to each other and not at each other. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Mahogany Moore, relationship strategist to women looking to date the man that they desire and not the one that they are attracting. Our topic for today, who are you attracting? Is it by chance or is it chosen? Let's get into it. So I'm really excited to do this topic for today because I think it really plays into a real piece of the foundation and what attracted me to start working with fellow ladies. And also it has a lot to do with my own personal story and my own personal journey. Today we're talking about the law of attraction. Do you really attract a certain type of individual, a certain partner, whether you're looking for that partner or not? So I'm gonna start off with, this conversation is geared towards those men and women who may, mainly women, we're gonna stick with women, though I know I have male listeners and I love y'all, but I'm just saying. This is for women who are in relationships, and they may be in a relationship and they seem to get to the end of it. It's not a good relationship. They have heartache, heartbreak, and the relationship ends. They jump into another relationship, and after about relationship 1, 2, 3, and doing a little soul searching, they're able to identify that there were some similarities in the men, even though the similarities may not be tactile. They may not be on the exterior. They may be internal. Some examples, maybe let's say you attract narcissists. Let's say you attract some that may always be abusive. Let's say you attract some that may seem to be more lazy or a bit more laid back. Some may attract someone that's extremely dominant, right? So there's always seems to be something that you attract that you can see as a track or trend in the type of man that you seem to attract. And here's the thing, you may not see it, your girlfriends may see it. I tell you, I absolutely, it's so funny with me and my girlfriends, they may not, and I don't know if they see it with me, but I totally see when they have a type, right? And it looks like these men are choosing them, but that's going to be the conversation for today. Are these men really choosing these ladies, right? Is the same type attracted to you? Is there anything you can do within your power to make that change? And I love this topic because it's so controversial, and yet it is so not controversial because it's really science. And I hate to break it from the beginning, but I strongly believe in science. That is what I am here to spread the word and the message on. We have heard about things such as soulmates and twin flames. And I'm not saying that they're not true. I absolutely believe I had a soulmate. I absolutely believe I've met my twin flame. However, I do believe that there is a science to attraction. I do believe that there is science to love. I do believe there is a science in explaining the differences between men and women, how they communicate, how they fall in love. And I want to talk about it today. So for the next 10 to 12 minutes, let's get into it. I think one of the biggest ones that we hear the phrase is the law of attraction, right? E equals MC squared, right? What was Albert Einstein talking about? Basically, there's only but so much energy in the world today, and the amount of energy or whatever type of energy you are giving out is the energy that you're going to give back, right? Energies attract energy. So you have people like Oprah Winfrey, Steve Harvey, and other authors and prominent public figures who will absolutely always be real advocates of the law of attraction. So first, what does this refer to in the law of attraction? Is it science? Is it biology? Is it just some type of magical feeling? And the truth of the matter is that it really is, it is science. It's not as much chemical science as it is your mental strength And we're not going to get into the deep end of that, but it is part of your synapses in your brain, that your brain is far more powerful than you believe it is. We literally, in a lifetime, the most, and you think about the most intelligent person, someone like Albert Einstein, a genius, they've only used 2% of their brain power. So you think about all of the wonderful inventions, all of the amazing things that we've done on this earth, good and bad, right? And I'm talking about are the creations that we've made, the wars we have had, the horrible things we've done to one another, and the most wonderful things we've done to one another. And that's only 2% of our brain power. Meaning that if you can think it, you can manifest it. And baby, that's a real thing. It's a real thing. So what you bring to the table is what you're going to attract. So now your question probably right now is like, Mahogany, I'm not here for that because I'm attracting jerks or I'm attracting the unemployed and I am extremely employed. I'm a very hard worker. There's no way you're going to tell me I'm attracting these fools out here because I'm not a jerk to anybody. That's not who I am. So what I'm going to speak to on that is one thing that we always like to talk about here is having inner prosperity. Inner prosperity is when we have done the work, where we bring ourselves to inner peace, inner contentment in our life, inner joy, and inner happiness. We cannot help what environment we were born into, what family we were born into, what socioeconomic status we were born into, and therefore what tribulations we may have come up out of that. Especially if you are African American or a minority in the United States of America, there is some level of trauma that more than likely you have lived through, whether you have acknowledged it or not. Here's the thing. The trauma or experiences in our childhood, in our young adulthood, if we do not face them, acknowledge them, work through them, through the emotions, and get to the root of them, and learn to embrace all of who we are, that's bringing us back to our inner joy, inner contentment, where you completely love all of you, naked, standing in the mirror, who I am, no makeup, no lashes, no weave, that's for me, right? All of that, when you completely accept who you are without reservation and transparency, that is inner prosperity. You then stand confident in yourself and you will see it manifest in different areas of your life, not just in relationships or in your relationships with men, but in your relationships with your friends, with your family, with those at work. You will see a change in career. You will see a change in your finances because you are no longer attracting anything negative because you will have dealt with any type of level of garbage in your life. If you are still feeling and you still have some drama or toxicity in your life at any place in your life, and this is not totally related to relationships, but I'm gonna drop some knowledge. Any level of toxicity anywhere, at work, with your friends, with your family, with your man, across the board, and it's staying for any length of time in your life. And I say length of time, I'm talking 2 to 5 to 10 years. Ma'am, you have some work to do. There's some inner work to do. I personally suggest and I always advocate for therapy. Therapy does not mean that you have a problem. Therapy simply means that you need an outlet. You need a safe place to explore and to find out where and what it is. That is the only way you're going to get to a place where you then have the most optimal level of inner prosperity that you can display. And maybe you won't even be worried about whether or not you have a man, a boyfriend, a husband, because you are good. And guess what? I'm sure you've heard it before. They say, just when you're not looking is when that person shows up. Why? Because you have really gotten to a place where you have found your joy in life. And that joy is not exterior. That prosperity is not exterior. It's not the trips you go on. It's not the money that you have. It's not the way you look. It's not the lipo and the BBL that you got. It is what you are doing, the work, the inner work that you've done on the inside. You can do all that work on the outside, but if you have not cleaned out the garbage and the trash on the inside, baby, you are just going to be wasting and throwing away your money to them plastic surgeons. Now, here is where it gets a little tangled up. Because what we just talked about was the science of it, right? Coming from the brain on the energy side. But then there's also the biology of love. I am sure many of you have heard that in love, in relationships, in sex, in attraction, there are neurotransmitters that go off, right? And when these neurotransmitters go off and these receptors connect, there are different chemicals that are released. Cortisol, which allows you to have a little bit of nervousness, right? They say it's butterflies in your stomach because he's so cute. Oxytocin. Oxytocin is that euphoric feeling. It's almost like a high that you have. You ever like completely feel like, were you like looking into like a daze where you can't really think? That's oxytocin effect. Testosterone. Believe it or not, women and men have testosterone, but it reacts differently. With women, when women are in attraction with a man, testosterone goes up. When men are in attraction with a female, testosterone goes down. I want you to put a footnote on that one, put a pin in it, because we're coming back to that one. That's very important. I need you to catch what I said. With women in attraction, testosterone goes up. With men in attraction, testosterone goes down. And also, finally, serotonin. Serotonin in both. Both the serotonin levels go down in both men and women, because now this allows us to let down our guard so that then we can have a bit more of a commitment. We're more open. We're less guarded. That's what serotonin does. However, to get to that place, there are a couple of things that happened before, and they're also connected to the brain. Attraction actually starts with our five senses. And one of the things I think is really interesting with women, and this came from Dawn Maslow. Dawn Maslow is a science writer and a love biologist. She actually is a professor at Nova Southern Eastern University. You can look her up. She works on the science of love. She has done the studies. She has a nonprofit, and I absolutely love her work. But she goes through and explains all of this in great detail. But for women, when it comes to what their initial attraction is, men, definitely it's like for like for like, right? So we're talking the moment that you first attract someone. However, with women, we have an added change that men do not. We have a chemical reaction that's attuned to our nose, right? And it is our MHC molecule. And the MHC molecule, the major histocompatibility complex, was built into a female because she is the breeder. And as a breeder, she is always looking to have the best offspring. The best offspring means that she wants to have the healthiest, most good-looking child that there is. Ironically, men, between their eyes, their nose, their senses, touch, and smell, they will be attracted to and find someone that's feminine, find someone that smells good, find someone that is like them to a degree. Women, however, because of this MHC molecule that they have, guess what? Women will attract their opposite. Now, I'm going to tie that back to the testosterone and the women with the testosterone going up during attraction. We live in a time, and I know we've had these conversations before, and bear with me here, because I know y'all like what's happening. But we live in a time now where, due to just chemical imbalance, that's for one. And then also to the fact that so many women have to enter into the workplace, so many women have to rear their children, so many women have to be single moms, and we have to be put into positions, we're in leadership positions, that literally, if you saw an endocrinologist, if you did the testing, now you would see testosterone is higher in women now in these years than it ever has been. Men, on the other hand, their testosterone is something is natural that they are going to have, but we probably can also say studies are showing that there's less testosterone in all men across the board. Now, I'm not saying that all of them 100%, but I'm saying if you look at holistically, that you are seeing that we're not always having the complete alpha version of males everywhere, which is perfectly fine because everyone has a choice of their orientation. But that's what plays into it. It really is the level of estrogen and testosterone they have in. Do the sign. Google it. Go to Google University. This stuff is out there. It really is. So you take in a mix that women are already attuned based off of the MHC molecule to attract the opposite of them. And then if you are like someone, which I feel I'm by nature, because I always like to use myself because that's the only person that you're hearing right now, an alpha female, right? And you're giving off the smell, the feel of everything that's saying, I have high levels of testosterone. And you're not saying it, but really your body movement, your everything from what they feel and what they see and your energy is giving off, I make decisions, I am a leader, I have children, I own a home, I make money. Then what's happening is, ironically, you can and will attract the ones that are not. I cannot tell you how many of my girlfriends that I have, and I know it's a thing, especially in Atlanta. And I don't even know it's just Atlanta, but I will say I often see very successful women and great guys, great men, but we're in a position where the woman is the breadwinner. We're in a country where the woman is the breadwinner. We're in a world where it's tough for the African-American male. The question though comes in when they're completely unemployed for more than 2 years and nothing changes, right? But she's over here with her whole medical degree running a whole clinic and he's at home with the kids. But this is not by choice. There's a whole different thing when you got the daddy daycare and that was a decision that the both of them made. The point being, I know that all of us know that we are living in a world where all of us can very, very well attest to that we feel that women have become much more alpha-like, men perhaps more beta or feminine in some instances. And the question is, how are they attracting one another? And this is actually part of it. Fight me on it if you want to. But you can also do the research. Dawn Maslar, M-A-S-L-A-R. It's real. I absolutely love it because what it's done for me is it's taught me to do the inner work and to look at myself and say, one, where am I exhibiting too much strength, right? And it's fine. It's good to be a strong person. It's good to be confident in yourself. It's actually attractive. But when you are with or you are to be with a man that you want to take the lead, if I, Mahogany, want a man to take the lead, if I want him to be the breadwinner, if I want him to be the provider, if I want him to make the decisions, then I don't need to be giving off energy that I can make all the decisions and I can make all the bread and that I can provide for myself. Because if I'm giving off that energy, guess what? All of this that we just discussed about energies, neurotransmitters, biology, all of these chemicals happening behind the scenes, both of us aren't even aware that we are communicating without communicating. He's already getting the message that you don't need him. Or that you don't need him to either provide an emotional or a physical or a financial way. And therefore, he'll be with you, yes. But is he with you 100% in every single instance that you need? Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually? Is he hitting all the areas? What adjustments do we need to make? That is the inner work. That is the introspection. When we make those adjustments, and sometimes, let's be honest, it actually could be that we have a chemical imbalance that we cannot fix and we do need to go see our OBGYN. We need to see an endocrinologist. We need to see our PCP. Let's keep it real. We live in these days and times where medications and this is the environment we live in have us jacked up. It is the truth. This is real. I just wanted to share this message because when I was given this information and when I've actually lived it, it made a difference in my life. It makes a difference. You can attract a different type of man based off of what you are giving off and not what you are forcing yourself to give off, not by doing chance, but literally by the work that you're doing on the inside so that then you can be sitting somewhere in a library, at a bar, in church, sitting in silence, And the right type of gentleman will walk up because he can feel that energy off of you. He really, literally can feel it. Too much to get into today on this podcast, but as always, I really enjoy having this conversation with you all, and I'd love to hear from you and to know what your thoughts are on about attraction and the chemical and biological side of it. As always, we are on Instagram, mahogany_more. Tell one friend, tell a family member this week. Let's keep the conversation going, and please tune in next week. Until then, good people. I will talk to you all soon. Goodbye.